Hi guys, my name is Victoria Silvstedt and I'm competing in the 2025 Melody Festival and you are listening to Building Bridges.
Take it away. Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. This time again, unfortunately, without Sebi, but we're still going on with the upcoming final moments of the Melfest season. We're not there yet, but we are getting on the way to meet as much artists as possible. Today we have the pleasure, we can say, of speaking with Victoria Silvstedt. She's a multi-faced Swedish icon, we could say, known for her work as a model, actress, and also a singer. And Victoria, this year, she's making a sensational return to the music scene with her mellow entry, Love It. She joined the forces with esteemed songwriters just like Jim Jansson and Thomas Geirson. In Hit 5 on March 1st, she will be performing that song. And just before that performance, we were able to have a little word or two before her upcoming appearance at Mellow. And I have to say this one was really special and really exciting.
What can I say that you haven't said? It was really, really good. I think the two of you are besties now, which is why I'm so fun to listen to the interview. Yeah, and like researching her career, I mean, she's done everything as well from Playboy to being the French Vanna White of their version of Wheel of Fortune. Like, this woman's career is absolutely, like, she needs to write a book because I want to read everything about her that she's done. Like, she, like, the stories this woman must have. I'm a fan. I'm a new fan.
It's definitely fantastic, and also the episode you'll be listening to will be definitely worth listening. So we give it up to Victoria Silvstedt. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to chat with you here from the Caribbean islands.
Yes.
And actually chat about Melody Festival and coming up soon.
Your career is like has been incredibly diverse, like from modeling to acting, hosting TV shows, even designing your own lingerie line. What is some of your achievements you're in the first place, maybe you're most proud of?
I think the most in general proud of just never giving up, because I've been through crazy stuff in my career. I started my career as a model in Paris, which was absolute disaster, but I fought through it and eventually ended up in LA, where I got lucky and I made a huge career for myself. I got actually movie roles and big Hollywood hits. So when I made it to Hollywood, LA, I felt like, oh my God, this is the American dream. And that's when I really felt like my career took off. So thanks to that, that's when really I made a name for myself. And things actually came to me naturally after like getting so much attention in America with all these movies and stuff. And then other countries picked up, oh, we want you here. So it was kind of like, after I made it there, it was like a big explosion of opportunities. And it's more that I didn't want to miss out on those opportunities, so I kind of just went for it, and every opportunity was a different challenge. So more like one thing led to another, actually. So I feel like the biggest issue just to fight and never give up, you know. So trying new things is very important too. And that's like with the singing career that I had back in 1999, 2000 was actually a result of my fame that I got in America. So it's kind of like one thing led to another.
We will definitely talk about Girl on the Run in the later minutes. One of the things which I really need to put some attention on is definitely the iconic guest campaign in 1998. Like, what was that experience like? How did that achieve? Not achieve, but like, how did that influence your career?
I feel like that was like where I got to go on all the American talk shows. I was on billboards all over the U.S. I got like requests to fly all over the world to represent guests. And it was actually my big first real proper contract, you know, like big money wise. So for me, it was like winning the lottery. And it was really, everything happened so fast after that. It was like, it was really, really the starting point, sure, in my career. So speaking about my music career back in the day, so I was actually in Sweden actually for some work, and I met up with some music writers and they put together some songs. So that's how I started actually. So it was also one thing led to another. So
it was one nice little story which was just led by different things and different aspects to
exactly. But I always had a passion, like I always was like in like singing growing up, dancing, loving music, always mimicking to ABBA in front of the like I was always loving music, but it's not like I thought I would ever like have a career, you know what I mean? Like yeah. I love that whole entertainment world, but it's still part of the same genre, but still it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna go and be a singer. It was not at all in my plan. So
yeah. No, but like you're all that, like you've worked all over the world and you speak four or five languages. How many do you speak?
Four, like Italian, French, Swedish, English. I can understand Spanish because I also live in Miami. I feel like everyone speaks Spanish there more than English. So it's like I answer back in Italian, but I can understand Spanish.
But that's a lot. But that's so. That's I would say this is so European in a way because, like, yeah, you know, we are so used to.
Exactly.
After achieving so much, you also released your autobiography. It is Otresa Sigop Ogo. What was it like?
Yeah. No, it's just more like my journey, how I started, my upbringing, just taking me through. Like that whole journey from my village up north in Sweden, my skiing career, my accident, my horses. Then I got into Miss World pageant, and one thing led to another.
Yeah,
it's just like the journey that kind of I went through.
It's like a movie story. It's like you could write a movie out of it.
No, definitely not. I think after Melody Festival, and I take a break.
You take a break. No, but like
a big break, you know. Lisa, now we will see.
You've been in so much, I would say, dealing with so different stuff from the industry till economy at the end of the day, you know. So you were all around pretty much. But your journey has included so many creative ventures. How did music come into the picture? Was it always like a passion for you? Because you were also mentioning it before, so you said that music was
like growing up I was singing like in the school singing classes. I was at Santa Lucia in my village, you know, when you go the 13th and you go around to sing in houses and for the old people, you know. So it's always like an interest, you know, but it was not like. And I was always like, I was putting music on, dance and sing and wherever I go. Like, I'm like, I love music, you know. I wake up and I turn up the music and I dance. That's just me, my personality. But I never thought I would actually make a career out of it. So that's so wild, you know. But once I got in the studio, I started taking singing lessons. I'm like, my God, this is so amazing. Like, it gives you that kick, you know, that. Wow, the sensation is like, yeah, it's really something unbelievable, you know.
Exactly. And as you said, in 1999 you released your album Girl on the Run. You said before off camera that you're still running, but you don't know where, but you're still running 25 years
later. I'm still running because I'm all over the place, but I think that's my personality. Like I constantly need stimulation and I like challenges. I feel like it's more that running, like what's next, you know. I'm not like really running away from something. It's more like I'm always on the go. And also with this song that you're gonna hear soon in Melody Festival, and it's kind of, it represents me totally. So that's why I clicked with this song. It's so me, you know. I was like, yeah.
Exactly.
That's me. So I feel like definitely a good, it was the song that got me that I'm like, okay, I'm in, I want to try this time, you know. My first time trying for Melody Festival, and you know, because I was always had that fear, a little bit of insecurity, because it's my home country and it's like so big in Sweden. And it, you know, when you're in your own country, you feel like you get more the critics on you because it's like, that's where you're from, you know. So it's a bit more, I don't know, you feel a bit more insecure probably.
When it's on home soil, it's always like that, I would say.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you know, I'm at this stage now, I learned to kind of like, you know, I do my best, strong, if critics in here, out there, you know, like when I was younger, it wasn't like that. Like every critic, I felt like, oh my God, okay, maybe, you know, like you learn with age and experience to just kind of in here, out there. So I feel like I'm in that stage now. Like I'm just going to go to do my best and have fun and bring some glamour and joy to the TV screen. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
So I learned to kind of back off with the critics. I'm just having fun, you know?
Now let's finally talk Melody Festival. And what actually, you said it's your first try. What inspired you to enter the competition this year with Love It? And how does it feel to step into this new chapter?
Definitely the song. When I heard the song and I recorded it, I felt like, wow, so me, and this could be really cool. But it wasn't like I thought, oh, I'm sure they're going to, you know, it was more like, okay, why not? Like, I try. What do I have to lose?
Exactly.
And I also felt like it's now or never, you know, like, okay, I try. Why not? The song is good. 2025, the good year. Let's shoot for it. Yeah, why not? Now or never. I
said. Exactly.
And voila, it was a good vibe.
We're also excited to hear that, of course. You said you never tried to perform at Mellow before. Like, there's, I would say, after listening to your album.
I think I had insecure, because I haven't lived in Sweden for so many years. Mm-hmm. Also, I would come in for work in and out. So I kind of like forgot about it a bit. But then like I saw like Loreen, you know, I watch always the big Eurovision and I'm like, wow, it's so cool. And Loreen, I love her. And like her twice she won. My God, it's really cool. I feel like Eurovision is still like so strong, and I realize in Sweden all my family and friends are obsessed with the show, so it's also like fun for me to go back to show my family, like to do something home. I think for them it's fun also, you know,
but it's a big production, you know, so this is like, yeah, I would say one of the biggest European shows, not just like on level of Sweden.
I mean, to imagine just to be part of the Swedish one, it's huge, you know. And then after that, you don't know, but like only to be part even in one show, it's going to be huge for me. And I'm very happy. But
We're also excited to hear the song. You said that Mellow is some sort of big part of Swedish culture. Do you have any favorite past performances or memories from that competition?
You know, the memories, like, obviously after, I mean, I was born around the same, but you know, like Waterloo was definitely for Sweden with ABBA, the biggest hit ever. And then Euphoria with Loreen, I absolutely love. So for me, I would say Loreen.
Yeah.
Because she's like, wow.
These are like some huge names.
Yeah, no, that's someone that I will always have strong memories for, you know?
How has your like background in modeling, maybe in acting, in live TV? By the way, who, to all the listeners who maybe didn't know, Victoria hosted both French and Italian version of Wheel of Fortune, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did that for many years. And in Italy, I did a lot of movies as well. A lot of Italian comedies, all those like Christmas movies. And I always play the, you know, like the American with an Italian accent, but a lot of productions in Italy. So it was a lot of fun. I mean, I still worked there once in a while. Even in Spain, I got like awarded a Woman of the Year for GQ magazine. Like even in Spain, I'm like, wow. But I didn't really work in Spain, so I'm like, how is that possible? So it's like, and I did a career in England also on English TV. I've been a little bit all over the place, so. When I look back, it's like, wow.
it's like really that you really were everywhere and trying to take the best out of it.
I feel like I didn't want to, if it was something that I was at the moment I felt right, I went for it. So it was definitely not planned that I would work in France or Italy or here, that it was just kind of one thing led to another. It's I think it's like the attitude that I have now is just like, wow, I'm really like thankful for able to have all those opportunities, you know, and especially right now too. I want to try to make the best out of it and try my best. I'm working hard at it, so I want it to be perfect. This performance of 3 minutes, it has to be like perfect. So I'm really trying to, even as where I'm at right now, every day I'm like singing and dancing with, you know, with myself in the mirror. Yeah,
as you should. But was that, let's say, all those live TV experiences were, are they like some sort of advantage for you to, in order to perform at the stage as big as Melodifestivalen?
You know, I've done a few live performances, but not too many, but very few. When I did it, I felt like I just walk on stage and I click it on. For me, it's like, if you think about it, it's not me, it's the artist itself. Then you can kick ass. You just have, because that's like, it's a role. You go on there and you just, wow. So I have to think about it like, this is Victoria on stage, the artist, not me, because then you can get like insecure, you know? You definitely, it's like any job, like you just have to click it on. That's how I learned to do it.
What can you, as for now, tell us more about Love It? Like, in a way, what's it about, and what can you tell that won't get you into trouble, of course, but like, what kind of vibe can we expect from your performances?
I feel it's a very cool vibe. It's like don't give up and just go for it, basically. It's a little bit of attitude, and you know, that's what we need, mm-hmm, as women. Empowerment, you know what I mean? Like,
we're keeping it as a surprise until the very show, until the song is released, right? Once you said that hard work and discipline are key to your success, what if, let's say, if somebody would ask you for an advice, what advice would you give to anyone who's chasing their dreams, whether in entertainment or music or any other field?
I think it's to be ready for deception, because it's not always, it goes the way, even though you work hard, you don't give up. I mean, it's not always it's gonna go your way. So you have to always prepare to lose. I mean, all my career, I have so many deceptions. It didn't always go my way. It didn't always get what I wanted career-wise. Like, so you also have to learn to accept the deception and not always be number one. You have to like be a sour loser, I say. You know, like you have to accept to lose also, and like build yourself up and be stronger after, and then try again. And also, I think it helps maybe to take advice from someone professional in that field, obviously. Can't just do it all by yourself always. But I feel like definitely don't take it personally if someone criticizes you, and just try again and stand up and do it again if it doesn't work the first time.
I mean, this is one...
And me, for me, where it works, I have to tell my secret, Victoria, I am such a positive person no matter what. I think that helped me in my career, and I just like, if something bad, I just kind of like, and move on, positive thoughts, and like, just go, like, it's easy for you, like, maybe to listen to, but it's something that I feel like worked for me. I don't know if it works for everyone, but I definitely have a positive mind.
And we can definitely feel that all over, even online.
Vibes,
it really is. I think we should really definitely once release just like an episode, just, you know, just talking with you, because it's because I think you have so many things to do yet today, and I wouldn't want to disrespect the time of yours or any other errors, because I know you have a lot of interviews. Maybe just lastly, what kind of message would you have for your fans who are eagerly awaiting your performance at the Mellow?
I just hope they're gonna love it and they're gonna have fun listening to it. That's the message I want to spread. Fun. I hope you will love it.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Victoria. Thank you so much
for
taking your time, and all the best for your performance for the Mellow.
I can't wait.
We'd like to thank Victoria for sharing this, I would say, quite an inspiring journey and insights into her Melodifestivalen entry. Love it. We can't wait to hear it as soon as possible. And,
I know. Yes. I wonder if it'll sound like, what was her big hit from 2008? Hey, hi.
Hello, hey.
Hello, hey. Yeah.
Hello, hey. Yes, it's fantastic. And the whole album, you know, which is Girl on the Run, it's fun. It's such a pop bop, the whole thing. And
actually, since you spoke to her, she performed the that song, Hello Hey, at the Gay Galan in Stockholm just a few weeks ago. Amazing performance, which is a nice preview of, I guess, what we'll get on stage this week in... Oh dear, where is Heat 5? Some small Swedish town.
In Sweden.
Is it Malmö this week? I can't remember.
A few moments later.
No, it's in Malmö this week, somewhere else.
One eternity later.
Oh, Jönköping. Okay, Jönköping.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
So yeah, this is before we hear the song. This is pretty much it. Do not forget to follow us all over social media. We are building bridges spot everywhere, and also do not forget to visit our website www.buildingbridgespot.com, where we are bringing you all the latest news regarding our beloved contest. So until the next time, we can say hey door, right Dave?
A big hey door to everybody listening.
Bye.
Ciao.